Hello.
Wonderful good day, sir. How
are
you doing?
Okay, all I heard was good day. I couldn't hear anything after that.
My name is James, calling from the PCA, sir. Did you receive a notification from us?
I believe I did. Yeah, I have it right here, actually.
Wonderful, sir. Can I have your full name, please?
It's Fisher Price.
Fisher Price, right?
Yes, sir.
And do you have a PIN code, sir?
If this is the right one, it should be 5122.
No, that's not the right one, sir.
All right, well, then maybe I got it mixed up with something else.
Well, you have identified your name, so let me provide you with your claim code. Do you have a piece of paper, sir?
Yeah, go ahead.
That's 85467 PCH.
85467 PCH.
Yes, sir.
And this number that you called me on, is it a good number or do you have a different one?
Yes. Are you seeing any number now, sir?
Oh, I see the number that you called on. I just wanted to make sure that if we got disconnected or something, I had something to go back on.
Oh, you want to give me back a call, right?
No. I'm just saying if something happens where we get disconnected, do I call you on this number or a different number?
No, this is the number that you can call me on, all right? I'm going to provide you with it.
Okay.
Are you ready, sir?
Yeah, go ahead.
865.
Okay.
4448.
Okay, 865, and then what were the other three?
Sir, do you have me on speaker?
No, I don't, but I'm using a headset type thing, and I guess it's echoing. I apologize.
Okay, it's 448.
Just start from the beginning for me, because you broke up.
865.
Okay.
448.
Okay.
5615.
5615?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So,
yes. Pardon?
Go ahead. I cut you off. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, I'm saying to you, is this the first time you're getting a call about your certified check, sir?
I am. Very much so.
Wonderful. Do you want your business to go public or private, sir?
Well, I don't have anybody that owes me money, so we'll make it public.
Okay, no problem, but I hope you know what you're choosing, sir, because the whole world will know that you're a winner, sir. I'm just letting you know.
Well, that's fine with me.
Well, Mr. Fisher, are you living at anyone that we can put on this check as a beneficiary, or do you have any family member that you would like to do that?
No, I don't have anybody that would be able to do that for me.
The reason why I'm asking you for a beneficiary should, in case the emergency should take place with you, a suitable person can claim it. Do you have kids, sir?
I don't, but I am a volunteer firefighter, though, so I'm pretty active.
How old are you, Mr. Price?
How old am I?
Yes.
45.
And this is the first time you're winning something like this?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard about, like, the rumors and stuff that people win, but I never thought it would be me.
Well, this is your time to shine. And do you know the amount of money that you have won, sir?
I have no idea, because I just got the message to call, and that was it.
Well, listen, could I hang up and call you back? It's an important call. Give me 1 minute and I'll call you back, all right?
Well, how about this? Because I'm getting ready to go to bed. Why don't I call you back in the morning?
Okay. Call me on the number that I gave to you, sir. I need to speak with you. Are you going to work tomorrow? Do you work?
Yeah, I'm a firefighter, so I will be home in the morning. I have a 6 a.m. shift.
Wonderful, wonderful, Mr. Bryce. Well, listen, take some rest. I know you work hard, sir, and we will speak in the morning, all right?
So, well, before you go, the confirmation code was 85467, PCH, correct?
Wonderful. And you give that to no one, all right?
The callback phone number is 865-448-5615?
That's correct, sir.
And I guess you broke up. What was your first and last so nobody messes with me?
I didn't get that. Could you repeat?
Your name again.
My name is Mr. James Franklin, Agent James Franklin.
Okay. That's one of my friend's middle names. That's cool.
Okay. Well, that's cool. So you take your time and call me in the morning and let me know if you're serious about your prize, all right?
Oh, well, yeah, I'm definitely serious. I just don't want to end up being on the phone and get called out.
Could you repeat that?
I said I'm being serious about the call, but if I get called out on a fire, I don't want to end up being on the phone and have to leave.
Well, that's no problem. We have to understand that you have your job before all of this, so if you have to run, you have to run, sir, okay?
Yeah, that's exactly right, but I will definitely give you a call sometime in the morning.
Please do, sir. It's important you do, so that I can explain more to you and send you some documents and proof to you that there is indeed money in your name. There is a lot for me to do for you, sir. I just want you to know that, okay?
I completely understand, and we will have a more in-length conversation tomorrow.
And what I need you to do before you go, sir, please do not tell any third party about your prize. It's very unhealthy for what we're trying to do, okay? So please.
Oh, understand. I don't like to tell anybody anything like that, so this is definitely between you and me.
Yes, sir, and you said you live alone, right?
I do. I'm not home a lot, but yes, I live alone.
Okay, so whenever I call, I should get you. Do you have an alternate number that I can reach you on, sir?
I don't.
Oh, this is a cell phone you use, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, listen, sir, it was good speaking with you. If I don't see you call me by around 9:30, 10 o'clock tomorrow, I will have my superior and call. They're going to call me to ask if I've made contact with you. And if you don't call me within that time, they're going to plan on canceling your flight. So I hope you made the right decision, okay?
I sure plan on it. Well, I'll talk to you sometime in the morning, okay?
All right. Bye-bye, sir.
Bye.